I don't know what it cost you to get to this service tonight, or how much energy it's taken to leave your house in the cold and dark, even though it's not that cold tonight. I have to admit, I was in a t-shirt walking down here. How much anxiety in the unknown of the people here, or what will happen in the service? Will it be cold in church? This is probably one of the first churches I've been in that it isn't cold all the time. Is the vicar nice? She's all right most of the time. When do I stand up or sit down? I know that's one of the things I find hard when I come to different churches. Different things happen. Did you have to get everything ready for tomorrow? Will you being up late, beckoning in Christmas morning with us here, cost you tomorrow in your energy? Whatever the cost, you made it. You got across the line, you powered through, and you made it happen. Your internal resources may now be close to spent, but you did it. Now, as the adrenaline runs out and the cortisol is left in your system, cortisol, a hormone that is part of your flight and fight system, but should only be there for a little while, your resources start to say, now rest. But you know the race isn't finished. There is more to do. There is always more to do. Now, I like to do a little exercise here. Want you to get comfortable in your seats if you can. I know it's a pew, but as comfortable as you can be. Try and make your feet flat on the floor. And we're going to take a deep breath in and breathe out slowly. Again, see what your body's saying to you. Take another deep breath in. Try and get it into your stomach this time. That big breath that needs your diaphragm. The singers know about that. Breathe out. Settle. In my house, Christmas started after the 20th of December, my mum's birthday. And after the term had finished, her being a teacher, she'd made it across the winter term line, barely able to carry the weight of her job and our family. She would get to the end of term and the adrenaline would come crashing to an end. Her body would say, you made it, only to be greeted by the expectations of me and the rest of our family. What would we eat on Christmas Day? What would we be having as presents? Who's got us what? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. I had a conversation with my mum just a few weeks ago where I callously said, but you were always ill at Christmas. Forgetting that the present her class, her nursery class would give her would always be the flu at Christmas time. And despite the illness they'd lovingly bestowed upon her, she would always make it special for us. My mum's burden was heavy, and I always wanted it to be lifted off her. But I do know one thing about my mum. Her belief in Jesus sustained her when times got tough. It gave her superhuman resources where she'd want to stop most of the time. And it made her thirst for justice, making sure every child in her school had something for Christmas. And that the children in my area on the little estate in Broccoli where I grew up and their families had food at Christmas, even if it meant her giving up food from her own plate. The readings from tonight speak of change and of being changed. In Isaiah, we hear who God will send, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And in Luke, the shepherds meet baby Jesus. There are no words said in that passage as they go in to the stable or inn or upper room, whatever it is. But they are changed and they go out and tell all they can about what they've seen and heard. I pray for all of you here and everyone in our community that the riches of Christmas is that we are changed from getting across the line in our own strength by depleting all that we have to this, that we would gain rich inner resources that can only come from outside of us, which lead us to tell anyone we meet about this baby Jesus, this wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting Father, this Prince of Peace. I pray those resources on you. And I just want to end with a piece of liturgy from the evening service, sometimes known as Matins in the Church of England. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may our mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen.